You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feel like who Art Ed?
Who Art Ed?
Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today I want to focus on Neil Harbison, a contemporary artist who hears colors. You may recall from my previous episodes talking about Kandinsky that there are some people who experience a combining of senses called synesthesia. Basically, one sense will trigger another. So a person with synesthesia might see the color red and taste strawberry, or hear a musical note and see a color. Kandinsky is believed to have had synesthesia, and he often wrote about visual arts using musical terms. Neil Harbison, though, is a little bit different. For starters, he deliberately chose to hear colors, and to make that happen, he actually underwent surgery, which has caused him to become the first person ever issued a government ID recognizing him as a cyborg. But let's start at the beginning. Neil Harbison was born in Mataró, Spain in 1982. He was an ordinary human at birth, except for one relatively rare condition. He has a condition known as achromatopsia. To break that down, chroma means color, and the prefix a would indicate without. He sees the world without color. Everything is in shades of gray. While some of you might be thinking that color blindness or color deficiency isn't all that rare, you're right, but this is a little bit different. Inside of our eyes, we have two types of light receptors that help us see, rods and cones. The rods are typically engaged for low light situations, and they just detect the intensity of light in black, white, and shades of gray. The cones detect color. A person with typical vision will have three types of cones, which are sensitive to different parts of the visible light spectrum. One cone will detect the higher frequency light, the waves like blue and violets. Another one will detect the mid-frequencies of yellows and greens, while the third picks up the lower frequency waves of reds and oranges. Usually, when a person is said to be colorblind or have a color deficiency, it means that one of those cones isn't working. They can't perceive a difference between, say, red and green. They do see in color, the colors just look a little bit different. Imagine working with a paint set that only has two primary colors. You can mix up a range of colors, but it's going to look different from the colors you would mix if you had all three primaries. Now, for Neil Harbison and others with complete achromatopsia, all three of these types of cones in the retina are non-functional. He sees using only his rods, meaning there's no color in his vision. It's a relatively rare condition, affecting only about one in every 30,000 people. The thing that's even more rare, though, is Harbison's managing of the condition. Now, first off, you might expect somebody with complete achromatopsia not to gravitate towards the arts, but while color is one of the elements of art, it's not required. Art is about human expression and creativity. Harbison found a very creative means of enhancing his senses. Neil Harbison has an antenna. This isn't merely an accessory. It was surgically implanted and is a part of his body. That distinction actually became relevant in 2004 when Harbison went to get his passport renewed, and initially he was turned away because the rules state that people must have their passport photos taken without electronic accessories. He protested, saying that he identified as a cyborg and that the antenna is a part of his body. It stays connected even when he sleeps or showers. Harbison says that when someone touches his antenna, he feels it. And some months later, the British government actually relented and allowed him to renew his passport, antenna and all, making him the first cyborg recognized by the government. So how does this antenna work? Basically, there's a camera at the end of the antenna. A digital camera detects light and stores it as electrical signals. If you want to learn more about how cameras work, I'm going to link my ArtSmart episode on cameras and photography in the show notes, just like the episode on Kandinsky. But inside this antenna, the colors detected, the electrical signals detected, are then translated into sound. Different hues or colors are converted to different sound frequencies. It's actually attuned to even detect light that is invisible in the infrared and ultraviolet spectra. In addition to hue, the antenna detects saturation or the intensity of the color. More bold, saturated colors will be converted to louder sounds. I gotta say, it's really clever thinking about, you know, both light and sound are basically waves, and he's just converting one wave into another waveform. Of course, it would drive everyone around him nuts if Harbison's antenna had a speaker constantly blaring sounds associated with every color. The antenna was implanted and produces the sounds internally. The frequencies resonate through Harbison's skull. In researching this episode, I kept wondering, what do my favorite artworks sound like? Well, apparently the Mona Lisa sounds terrible. As Harbison explained, works with such subtle colors produce a very unpleasant sound because, as any musician will tell you, a bunch of instruments playing notes all half a step apart sounds out of tune and discordant. He said bold, high-contrast works by artists like Andy Warhol produce a much more pleasing harmony. Harbison is actually an artist himself and creates rather interesting work. I was particularly drawn to his visualizations of music. So the cover art for this episode is a painting of Beethoven's Fuhr Elise. So as we wrap this up, I would encourage you to look at the image if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, or anywhere else that supports episode-specific cover art, and just listen to the colors. That, and leave a 5-star rating and review. It helps others discover the show and just makes me feel better about myself. Thanks.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.